Watson, Charlie.
I got it.
Okay. Okay, I'd say now 70% in this area, 70% is covered. 347 at 1.5.
Okay, 1.5. That's where we mapped
Tony,
on top
if we'd
of
have
survey.
Gone, okay, if we'd have gone to 353 on survey originally, we'd have been down in a big depression.
I'm still pretty depressed at this point.
Oh, man, John, this is really a ray. It just goes right into South Ray.
Boy, you just can't believe a block. You just, the block population on survey, what is it, 50%?
Oh, I would say estimating 60 to 70.
Yeah.
And you can track it right in up across over the ridge. It blocks out Rick and Stubby into South Ray. We're going downslope now off of survey. Still heading southeast.
Get out of these, Charlie.
Now, I think, yeah, the rover's hacking it with no sweat over these little ones.
Yeah, but I mean, man, I'm spend the rest of the day in a real ray.
Yeah, I think you can hook a right here a little bit, John. Looks pretty good. It's really a lot of craters here, Tony, at 1.6 is 348. The top of survey's just pockmarked. They're pretty subdued, though. We can drive through the up to 3 meter ones with no problem. You're still making 6 clicks, John. The characteristics of the rocks, Tony, are the same as around the lunar module.
Okay. If you get a chance to look on the southeast
perhaps
side of
the
survey, you might see if you see any beds in there.
Not a chance.
Okay.
It's pretty well rounded, Tony, and it's just the only predominant feature here is this ray pattern with all the secondaries.
Okay.
Best set of rocks you ever saw, I'll tell you that.
There ought to be no trouble sampling the South Ray at Station 8. It looks like it, this ray goes right across it.
Very good.
At, we're 1.7 there, 352, and sort of back down in almost, we've dropped maybe 20 meters, just passing a secondary that's 10 meters across.
Okay, you should see Merriam over to your right.
Merriam would be down over the ridge.
Okay.
It has a great split boulder right there.
Charlie.
It is. It was a east-west split there, Tony. Very undulating terrain, hummocky. The hummocks are...
what's your head be down here now, Charlie?
Okay, we still got to go three. This is the one that's two from here. Up over is
168.
27 for 4 tenths. We should be at 005 at 1.6 to cross. Then we turn south again. We're at 1.8, but that's because we're a little. I think we could go straight for them, John. There's Cinco's right up there on the hill.
All right, we think you could just about head south now.
I think we should go
now.
Straight for them. I want to get out of this ray.
Okay, we are. We're going 180. This is terrible, this ray, isn't it?
Yep, that's why I want to get out of it.
Yeah. Okay, we must be coming to the edge of it. My estimate of the cobbles is back down about 20% now. We have secondaries within secondaries. Predominant crater size is still meter or so. Only a very few of the secondaries are indurated. Coming up on one now at 2-0 at 355.
Boy, this is something. This is really something.
You're still going 8 clicks though, John. We're right on. Tony, apparently we're still on survey. It's a wide ridge. It's a furrowed parallel to the long axis. Now there's a big crater off to the right, John, and here's five right up here at about 12:30. Are the Cincos are right south of Crown, though, so it's the ones to the right where we want to go. See that big crater up there below Crown?
Yeah.
Okay, now you're headed right for it. And the Cincos are right to the right of that. Apparently. In fact, that big one is probably Cinco E.
From where you are, Cinco should be right
okay,
in line with Crown.
It is, Tony. Right now, we got it spotted.
Okay.
Got a little crater on the in the inner flank. Okay, doing 10 clicks, and still in the cratered, saturated downslope of Survey Ridge at 354 at 2.2. Block population is still the same. Looks like we don't get out of the ray really until we hit and start climbing upslope at Station 6.
Houston, the best idea I can give you what this looks like is it looks like about halfway up to that crater that we went to out at the Nevada test site. Man, I tell you, I've never seen so many blocks in my life.
Okay, sounds like that was a good exercise then.
Good exercise in driving.
Oh, that was a steady.
That hit on the floorboard, that's okay. What else? Even getting dust on my helmet. Boy, this is neat. Really neat. Okay, now between us and the survey, Tony, we really drop off again down to the base of Stone. We're going down about a 4 or 5 degree slope that's still apparently ejecta, south ray ejecta. So we're down to perhaps 10% now on block frequency. The character of the regolith is still the same, loosely consolidated with the raindrop pattern. It probably looks that way because of the sun. I'm convinced of that. The rocks are mostly grayish with white clast in them.
Okay, what's the bearing and range for that, getting off the contact?
John, you... Okay, we'll give it to you. We're right now at 354 at 2.5. We're still in a block field. It'll be about another 2 clicks before we're out of it.
Okay.
Okay, I just don't think you can identify these things as contacts per se.
No, we understand.
They just fade out, and then they go away. Okay.
Okay, you're about 200 or 300 meters from the contact as it's mapped with the Descartes, or the feathering out there. We'd like you to keep an eye out for any changes in regolith.
Yeah, you got it, babe, and I think that's a pretty good guess. far as, at least that's where the slope of stone starts. That stone mountain looked like it was right on top of us, and we've come 2.6 kilometers, and it still looks just as far away.
Yeah, it's really something.